Weeks before Black Lives Matter protests started in Lubbock, AJ McLeod and a group of East Lubbock residents were walking their neighborhood to show support and offer mentorship to young Black people in their community.
That we're going to become the new gang of the neighborhood where we pull up and talk to our young men about losing their lives and about the consequences of being in the streets.
It started after 17-year-old Christopher Jolly was murdered on May 5th. An uptick of gun violence in the area called for action, McLeod says. The peace on the East Walks are the response.
We've seen so many young people pass away here in the recent times due to gun violence, and we came together and said we're not going to just meet and talk about it. We're going to be about action.
McLeod, YWCA Community Youth Development Leadership Director and a lifelong resident of East Lubbock, says they stop and talk with residents about their concerns.
Things that we hadn't heard before about police response, about issues with calling police and how young people are getting these guns and the reason behind it all. If we don't want citizens taking matters in their own hands, we need to hear these things so we can say, hey, in order for them not to be carrying guns and having guns, respond when somebody calls when it's a shooting, just like you would on the west side of town or any other part of Lubbock.
He calls the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis a tragedy. He doesn't think Lubbock has some of the same problems as other cities, but there's work to be done to build a better relationship between police and minority populations.
In our community, in our nation, across the world right now, you don't have that trust. You don't have that belief that if I call the police, I'm going to survive it.
McLeod says that means responding when people call and communicating.
Having that awareness to say, we don't treat you any kind of way because of the color of your skin, but your actions are what we have to react to. And then that fosters a sense of trust.
Tuesday's peace on the East Walk drew a crowd of about 200, many of whom have peacefully protested elsewhere in the city over the past few days. They walk through neighborhoods and spread messages of unity. People wave from their yards. One supporter follows the group around and through his car speakers plays speeches from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I still have a dream.
The Peace on the East group will meet at Butler Park at 7 p.m. Thursday for games and community building. At 10 a.m. Saturday, a group is meeting at the May Simmons baseball fields for a community cleanup. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.